Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it is 47 degrees and raining. Joining me in the studio, I have two representatives from the Sitka Women's Club to talk about their upcoming scholarships that they will be awarding and some other things the club does around town. Sheila Finkenbinder and Robin McNeely. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's start off by talking about the scholarship. Sheila, can you tell us who the scholarship is for and how much it is and how many you'll be giving out?
We award two scholarships each year to single mothers of $1,000 apiece.
And that is for education.
Mm-hmm. And it can be used for academic or vocational training.
Mm-hmm.
The applicants need to be single mothers. They need to live in Sitka. They need to be attending school in Alaska. And they can be part-time or full-time students.
So application period is open now. It ends on November 30th.
Right.
What do applicants need to provide? Robin?
you write a page essay of your goals, where you're coming from, what your educational goals, your situation, you know, and how you'll use the $1,000 to advance yourself and your education. And you know, it's a way to help take care of your family. And when you hit those things, you know, that you live in Sitka and what you hope to achieve with the scholarship, write it down and we will review all the applications that come in.
Now, Robin, you are a former scholarship recipient yourself.
I am.
And how did you use that scholarship money?
Well, I received the scholarship a little bit more than 10 years ago. And I wrote my letter requesting help to get my associate's degree. I was going to UAS. After achieving the early requirements for the associate's degree using that, I went on to other colleges and received a master's in communication sciences and disorders and have come back to Sitka after traveling around for that education to work in the school district.
As a speech pathologist?
Yes.
Well, what was that, you know, experience like for you of applying for this scholarship, and how important was it to you at that point in time in your life?
Oh, goodness. You know, when you are a single mom and trying to go to school, you're probably working. I, at that time, had a what I consider to be two jobs. I was working in the school district as a substitute paraprofessional. I also did a job where I collected money at the trailers that I lived in. I had a bike. I rode my bike across the bridge every day to school, to work, to the grocery store, to the laundromat. Everything I did was completely solo. And so that $1,000 provided just kind of a cushion. It paid for the school so that the other things that I needed to take care of out of my own pocket were achievable. And it was really a bolster to my confidence and to have that support, to have people wanting me to succeed.
Do you remember when you made the decision to apply for this scholarship? Was it a big step for you? Was it an important step? It sounds like it was important.
It was. You know, I saw the flyer on a wall somewhere and just thought I could, you know, couldn't hurt to try. I was like, well, I can write a page. I have to write stuff all the time. And so I figured I could write a page that could tell everybody where I was coming from. And it was exciting to imagine that I might get it. I was going to pursue my education regardless. But it was really powerful to feel that other people wanted me to succeed. And when I won, it really made me feel like I had what it took to make it.
Sheila, you're smiling. This is one of those success stories that must really make you feel like you're doing something right.
Well, yeah, exactly. And we always invite these women to become members of the Women's Club. And quite a few of them end up out of town, so they're not able to become members. So really, Robin's kind of our shining star. And it's good to have her come back to the club and give back to the club, and she has such a close knowledge of what our applicants are going through. So we like to have members like that in our club.
Well, the Women's Club has been around for close to 100 years.
That's correct, 1917.
And over the years, you've done a whole variety of things to help women both locally and even internationally. Robin, you have a list of some of the projects that the Women's Club has taken on.
I just read something about 1995. We just have been doing things for decades and decades. But
and back in the early part of the century, in the 20s and 30s, of course, there were very few clubs for women. So the Women's Club at the time was called the Friendly Society. And it was quite a large club. And so the variety of things we've done, like the first one there, like giving aid packages to people in Armenia, that was quite a while ago.
Currently, we support SAFE, with a lot of donations and assistance. We've worked with the, place that gives meals?
The Senior Center?
The Senior Center. We worked with them. Oh, here it is. In 95, we donated almost $5,000 to SAFE. And we, that's what I was going to say. Since 1995, we've been supporting SAFE in a big way. We also include our recipients include the Teen Resource Center, Girl Scouts, Salvation Army, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Sitka Alternative School, now known as Pacific High, and our scholarships have been going for years.
So over the years, you adapt and you change. However, your mission remains the same, and that is to help.
Exactly, to help women and children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, over the past 20 years, we've given well over $50,000 to different nonprofit organizations throughout the community. And we do that in the spring.
Well, looking at this here, you have your scholarships. And what else are you doing, Sheila?
Basically, the scholarships and the nonprofit donations. And, of course, our first duty is to maintain the building, the little cottage by the sea, the yellow house down by the library. That was given to the Women's Club back in 1951. So for many years, it was called the 00, and I don't know the history on that, but that was the Senior Center. And the city rented it from the Women's Club. And then the Senior Center was built, and since then, the Women's Club building has been rental, retail store, right now the Jam and Jelly people and the knitting shop are in there.
Well, now you meet at members' homes. Mm-hmm. And are you looking for members? If someone's interested in joining, can they contact you?
We're always looking for members. In fact, a few years ago, you remember the Seroptimus Club? They were going for I don't know how many years here, but then they had a hard time finding members, and so they disbanded, and we welcomed in several members from the Seroptimus Club. So lately we have a few more young women, and that's good. For many, many years, the club just sort of got older and older. And so now we're getting in the women and the young women and dealing with kids. And it needs to be kind of a changing thing that just adapts to the community, but always with that focus of being of service, especially to women and children.
Well, the thing for folks to really keep in their minds now is that this scholarship is open. How can they contact you regarding the scholarship?
They can call me at 738-3098, or they can just mail their one-page letter to us at 300 Harbor Drive.
Okay.
And there's flyers. Easy to find all over town. I know that we've hit the grocery stores. There should be one at UAS, and it gives all those details as well.
Okay. Well, any parting thoughts?
We just encourage any single mothers who are going to school or beauty school or, learning to fix cars, whatever, to apply for this scholarship.
Great. Well, thank you so much, both of you, Sheila and Robin.
Thank you,
Melissa.
We've been speaking with Sheila Finkenbinder and Robin McNeely, both with the Women's Club in Sitka. The Women's Club is offering $1,000 scholarships to two single mothers who are pursuing educational goals, and the deadline for that is November 30th.